following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. I'm Jeremy Law. He's Alex Bauman as we get set for the Varsity Boys, Clay Central, visiting the legendary Douglas Martin Court tonight. Sylacauga coming off a Tuesday night loss, their first of the year, Alex. Now 13-1 on the season. You know, you can say what you want to. Wins always, you'll always want to win. But I tell you, there's a little pressure taken off this team now after starting the season 13-0. And now facing a good basketball team tonight, maybe not a great one. You'd love to see them execute tonight.
You never want to lose a basketball game or any sports game for that matter. But being able to lose at this point and see some things you need to work on, see your weaknesses that team was able to exploit in Briarwood and be able to improve in this game. Under Coach Joel Jones, the Aggies, who lost four games last year total, including the state championship, did not lose games back-to-back at all. Those four losses coming against this Clay Central team at Clay Central, Viger in the state championship, Benjamin Russell on the road, and then Carver Montgomery in the Pelham Thanksgiving tournament. Tonight, Clay Central, another, like I said in the girls' broadcast, a matchup where you can throw the records out the window, have that team's played earlier in the season out the window. It's like Alabama and Auburn. Records are wiped away. Both teams come in realizing it's a way to show that they are the dominant team in this rivalry game.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health. Alex Sylacauga, again, coming off a loss, but in a game that they were up by 8 with 6.5 minutes to go, saw that lead dwindle away on the road at Briarwood, but still, I mean, you just look at them on the right side of the floor, the athleticism, the bounce that they have, the way that they can run, especially here on this 84-foot floor. You got to think it's going to give Clay Central a lot of problems tonight.
Josh Fear played outstanding against Briarwood, the best player for Sylacauga. You're going to have to get a guy, C.J. Franklin, going for this last part of the season. I feel like he's been quiet the past couple of games. And being the catalyst for your offense, being your point guard, have to get his confidence back up, have to get him going, scoring points, turning the defense into offense, and getting him easy shots at the basket as well. I think the key for Sylacauga tonight and the rest of the season is getting C.J. Franklin's confidence back and getting him some points on the board.
That'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. The tip-off and your starting lineups coming up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are, from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
When you care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside to the Allen Brew Market scoring table. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. As we await the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off between Sylacauga and the Central High School of Clay County. Volunteers will get those starting lineups from public address announcer Brandy Brown. The Aggies trying to get to 2-1 in area play to be in sole possession of second place with a win tonight over Clay Central. And now let's turn it over to Brandy Brown.
Varsity boys. Number 2, Braxton Young. Number 4, Taylor Boyd.
Those are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups again tonight. For Clay Central, Young, Boyd, Glenn, Hall, and Glenn. So you'll actually get Caden and Trendon Glenn on the floor. And for Sylacauga, it'll be CJ, Josh, Corbin, Tristan, and Eric O'Neill. CJ will head to the circle. He'll jump it off against Taylor Boyd. Quarterback versus running back, if I'm not mistaken, from last football season. Sylacauga in white. They will start out left to right. The Volunteers in red, right to left. CJ wearing the number zero on top of the Sylacauga S at midcourt. Again, jumping off against Taylor Boyd as we get set for the Central Alabama Community College tip-off. Central to you, central to your success. Basketball in the air. Tap goes up and is won by the Aggies and Eric O'Neill. CJ takes it from O'Neill on the right side. Should be a good one as CJ quickly step back. Three is good.
Exactly what you wanted. CJ struggling post-Christmas break. Nails the first shot of the game.
And then a turnover. No foul on the shot, just a foul on the floor. Now Marble City Pharmacy three to start things off. That was the foul as they collided with Josh Spear underneath the bucket. CJ to put it in underneath our own bucket. He'll leap in the air to Josh for three, and it's good. Well, Josh shot it well. He had two threes against Briarwood, and then they traveled in the corner. Aggies lead it 6-0 with 7:40 to go here in the first.
Wow.
Eric, open for one. He's got it! Marble City Pharmacy three. Three of them, and it's 9-0 Aggies on top.
Raining inside and outside, Jeremy.
Oh, my goodness. Young, limping, favoring the right ankle. J.D. Hall hands it to Glenn. Skip pass to Young. Working on CJ. Here's J.D. Hall, who played a little quarterback against the Aggies his first year as a Volunteer. They'll pass it inside, stolen away into the front court. Josh gonna lay it up. He'll lay it in, and it's 11-0. Timeout! Volunteers will take one with them. All Aggies in the first 60 seconds.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Aggies must have gotten a little fuel for their bodies at Allen Brew Market to start this first quarter. We played 60 seconds. It's 11-0 Aggies. 3-for-3 from deep and a Josh Spear lay-in. Josh leads the scores with five as J.D. Hall trapped in the backcourt. He'll weave through three defenders. They'll have numbers at the rim. Lay-in good for Clay Central. Their first bucket of the game. It's 11-2.
Might have been some questions from some naysayers out there. How would Sylacauga respond to their first loss of the season? Go out on 11-0 run to start the game. That's how they respond.
CJ cross court to Whetstone, stopping at the right elbow, pulling it back off with 6.5 minutes to go in the first. Whetstone, nice move, and they'll get him with a walk. That was a good move. He just took an extra step, needed to get rid of it. Volunteers just having a hard time inbounding it as they get it into Glenn. They'll push it ahead with Caden Glenn, and it's out of bounds, and it'll be Aggie basketball. Whew. Feels like they've crossed midcourt once. That might be true.
That is true. Haven't crossed it but one time.
We threw it inside. We didn't make the catch. Josh spinning. How did he get through that? Josh Spear has 7 of 13.
Behind the back on the low block. I have never seen that before.
Josh had 21 against Briarwood. They're stuck, and they called a timeout. on the floor. This will be a 30. 13-2. Silicaga overwhelming the Volunteers in the backcourt.
It's hard to break that Silicaga pressure. They've done this to so many teams over the past couple of years under Coach Jones. Earlier in the season against Chelsea, I feel like lived in the backcourt, kind of like Clay Central is right now.
The Josh Spear, give him a 7. Listen, a lot of Aggies had good games offensively, but Josh went for 21, hit 2 threes in that mix against Briarwood, and he's got 7 already in the first 2 minutes with 6:02 to go.
A lot of focus goes on Spears rebounding, but he stepped up so much this season in the scoring department with Jordan Roberson and Aiden Crow moving on to college.
Well, that's 4 points for Trendon Glenn. As J.D. Hall has the ability to dribble through the press, and he's done it twice, and they've come up with 4 points. 13-4, Aggies on top. C.J. started the game off with a three. Now he'll get it off to Corbin. Corbin hands it to Whetstone. Had his back to the bucket. Now he'll pull it off and hand it to C.J. Franklin. C.J. working off a screen. Whetstone rotated a little slow. It could have been a foul call, but it'll just be out of bounds on the Aggies with 5:21 to go in the first.
Almost like C.J.'s back in football anticipating the receiver to be there, and Whetstone gets caught up in traffic and throws it to nobody.
Underneath, and a foul. Josh Spear trying to add to his score in total. He's got 7. He'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line.
I think Josh Spear took it out of the inbounder's hands almost. Late Christmas present from, who is that? Caden Glenn.
Josh Good. He's got 8 of the Aggie 14. Spear missed the second. He got a foul while the ball was in the air. He got it on Eric O'Neill.
I'm not sure how Eric O'Neill gets called for a push when he's the one that ends on the ground.
Caden Glenn. Inbounds it. Taylor Boyd. Now Newell. Here's J.D. Hall. Stopping, accelerating down the lane. Got an Aggie in the air. He didn't make the shot. That's the scouting report of J.D. Hall. He could do it all with the basketball. Maybe struggles a little bit from the floor. Corbin down the lane. Dribbled it off his on knee. Into the hands of J.D. Hall. And now they'll go. Ball's moving right to left in red. Hall stopping inside of the arc. Pulls it back off. And now they'll set up the offense. Aggies lead it by 10. 4:45 remaining in the first quarter. Brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Skip pass right side. Ball's with it. J.D. Hall, right key, 22 feet from the bucket. Puts a little English spin inside, and it's ripped away by Spear, his second steal. As Eric O'Neill will drive ahead. Tough shot, left it short. The Aggies rush that one, but it'll be chased back down. Tipped in the air. Here's Corbin inside. Whetstone got hit. Where's the foul there? Boy, around both arms of Tristan Whetstone. Eric tried to save it.
These refs are letting them play. A lot of contact on both ends, no whistle.
They said it's Friday. They didn't blow it much in the girls' game. I doubted they were going to blow it much in this one. Aggies lead by 10. Loose ball down on the floor underneath the bucket. Glenn was able to pick it back up. Caden Glenn for 3. Front of the rim, off the back iron, and then no good. And Silicaga will run it ahead with Franklin. Sarayan spinning. Traveled, no doubt. No. That'll go the other way.
These last couple of possessions for Silicaga felt like they're forcing the issue a little too much, going out of control towards the basket, not looking for open shooters and trying to force stuff at the rim, where if they're under control, patient, have their head up, they'll be open shooters. And they've already made 3 3-pointers.
Here's the steal on the inbounds. Eric off the window. Got his own miss. He got fouled. Where's the whistle? He got fouled twice. Once on both shots, and now they're coming the other way. J.D. Hall. Oh, then they bail him out. Jeez. J.D. Hall fading away from the bucket. I thought we had better position.
A little bit of a bailout whistle, like you said, Jeremy. He's out of control, fading away from the basket. Considering the contact, they haven't called this game. Not the biggest fan of the whistle.
Yeah. Coach wants an answer, and I do too. Hall made the first free throw. It's 14-5. J.D. Hall guy can really play, Alex.
He can. He might not have any points right now, but he's the offensive initiator. He's getting the ball down the court, breaking the Aggie press. Almost that steady hand and confidence for the Vols.
Yeah, 2 points now and no field goals, both from the free throw line. CJ, tough shot off the back iron.
Again, rushing shots, not getting into the offensive set. Have to be patient.
Glenn stopping at the free throw line. Colburn for three, knocks it in. Hey, it's a 14-8 game after the Aggies. We're up 14-4. They're on a 5-0 run. Trey Wright to check in at the next dead ball. CJ to push it ahead. Across the timeline is Franklin. To the right wing, Clay Central going to sit back in a zone now. It's his cross-court skip pass back to Eric from KT. It looked like they were sitting in a zone for a second. Now they switch back off to man. As Franklin has another three, his second of the ball game. Marble City Pharmacy getting their money's worth. Then a steal, then a shot. Josh Spear racking up the scoring column with 10. J.D. Hall on the other end tiptoed the sideline, stayed in bounds.
Don't stop until there's a whistle. Three Aggie players looked at the referee wanting him out of bounds.
Eric for three. Oh, my goodness. Eric O'Neill, a Marble City Pharmacy three. 22-11, Aggies on top. How many have we hit, Alex? Count those up. Three for the ball. Side of the rim, ends up out of bounds.
5 3-pointers.
15 points from deep. One free throw, and then three other twos.
I'm glad I brought my rain jacket, Jeremy. It's pouring inside Douglas Martin Court.
Yeah, who knew? That's what they were talking about on the forecast all day. It's what Silicaga was doing in the first quarter from beyond the arc. As a team, did not shoot it well from deep. CJ, step back three. Money! Keep firing it, big man. 25-11. CJ with 9 from beyond the arc. Aggies by 14. Close to a 5-second count. Out beyond the arc, right wing. Clay Central with a basketball. Glenn for three. Short, could have been a foul. Loose ball, track down. Eric on the other side. Reverse layup didn't go. And he'll go to the stripe to the Coosa Valley Medical Center. Free throw line for two will be Eric O'Neill. Joshua will check in after this free throw from Eric. 25-11, Aggies lead it. Minute 18 to go in the first. Eric knocks in the first.
One place where Silicaga has struggled this year is from that free throw line. On the year, shooting about 57% from the line.
Which is going up.
Has gone up, yeah. I mean, I think they were at about 40 at the first part of the season.
Bounces the second one in. Joshua to check in for Eric O'Neill. 27-11. Oh, my. 27-point quarter?
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers. That's a season high in a quarter, if I'm not mistaken, Jeremy.
Three. Off of a screen, tip back, didn't go. Rebound, Holtzclaw, who just checked in. CJ to work it ahead, 60 seconds remaining here. Holtzclaw passed up a three. CJ hands it off to KT. KT got hedged. Should have been a foul, and then he asked for the foul instead of getting the basketball.
That's the type of stuff that grinds my gears, and I'm sure it's going to grind Coach Jones' gears. You don't stop till the whistle's blown. I don't care if you think you've been fouled or not.
Tristan Wilson with a bucket on the other side, 27-13.
It's the second time where Sylacauga has been looking at the referee, asking for the whistle, and they've given up some easy baskets.
It's like the Aggies looking to hold for the final shot with 18 seconds to go. CJ still dribbling out beyond the arc. Slowing it down is Franklin with 11, with 10, with 9. CJ rolling inside. Trey Wright got a good shot to drop. With 4 seconds to go, here's Braden Young. The heave, no good. 29-13. We'll go to the second quarter. Aggies on fire early.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Start of the second quarter, tough shot, no good. For Clay Central, 29-13, Aggies on top. Sarai McMillan hops in the air, feeds it off to Trey Wright. Open for three, Trey. That's a little heat check for the Aggies as Jeshua goes in to save it. Braden Young picks it up for the balls.
And if not mistaken, the first miss from three-point range.
Stolen by Franklin. On the other end, CJ down the lane. Good move, missed the lay-in. Got to finish that one. Only the second missed field goal for Franklin so far. Tough shot on the other side for Clay Central. Sarine stepping back, firing a two, and knocking it home. 31-13, Aggies by 18.
He loves that little shoulder bump mid-range jump shot. He's gone to that so many times this year.
Hand off at the top to Glenn. Back to Boyd. Underneath, J.D. Hall trying to get around Franklin. It rolled in and out. As Hall went for his own miss, now it's KT in the front court. Kenson to McMillan, working the corner. Firing it cross court. Holtzclaw open for three. Got it! Marble City Pharmacy, three-pointer, 34-13.
Is there anyone that can't make a three on Sylacauga right now? That's my question.
Somebody call Jared and Jacob. Tell them they're running out of threes in this game. Have to sell it to somebody else. Sylacauga was not a great three-point shooting team last. They were okay, but they have really turned it around from beyond the arc this year.
They have. 28% on the year, but it's steadily like free throws gone up.
KT gives it inside to Trey. Got his arms raked. And we'll turn it over. Leading at 34-13. Aggies with a basketball on the other side. Driving, blocked off the backboard by Trey Wright, but they'll bail him out with a foul. Free throw, no, 34-13. Missed them both. Corbin back in the game. Here's Patterson. Goaltend. Oh, they'll call a foul. I thought that one was on the way down when they blocked it. So this will send CP to the stripe for two. To the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line.
3 of 4 tonight from the free throw line. Make that 4 of 5.
Come on now, do a little Chelsea math for us. Corbin misses the second. It'll be 4 of 6 out. 66%. J.D. Hall stopped and walked. Yes, he did. His second turnover in their last three possessions. Corbin, KT, driving, Kinson. Oh, what a good move. Did he finish that with a left?
I think he did. Primarily a right-handed player. Don't see him go to his left a lot.
KT is a much improved player. J.D. Hall, again, another miss at the rim. An offensive rebound and a fadeaway falling down shot by Taylor Boyd drops to get him to 15 points, 37 to 15.
The guys are going to help me out tonight, Jeremy, switching all these numbers. I'm used to a couple guys being different jersey numbers for the stats.
Offensive rebound, Trey, underneath. Stuck, got through it, and then threw it off the backboard. 37-15 into the front court. Wide open three upcoming for the Vols. Air ball.
He was just passing it to Sir Ryan.
Caden Glenn missed it all. Three for the Aggies. Coming near side. Back in between the rings. Hands it off to Holtzclaw, who's 1 for 1 from the field. It was a Marble City Pharmacy three. Now Sarine, the lefty, will spin left. Got underneath, and then he got fouled. Just the second foul of the quarter on the Vols. Aggies throw it into the backcourt, picked up by Trey. Here's KT. Spinning, Kinson. Oh, probably could have got a walk or a foul, either one. They let it go on this side and then a foul. Called on the Aggies on the shot. Driving in was Newell. Right, 37-16. Brady Hubbard in. Eric O'Neill back. That's not Brady. It's
Hayden
Hubbard. Sorry, Brady. My apologies to Matt and Natalie. Hayden in the game. Brady's at Alabama now. I think that's what makes high school ball a lot of fun, just the connections that continue to run through the program. A great feed from Eric will send Sir Ryan to the stripe. They fouled him on his way up.
Four for seven now, Jeremy. Four for eight.
Down here on the other side, a foul and one. Oh, they got out. JT Colburn. Here comes Tristan Whetstone. He'll come in for Patterson. second free throw, no. Rebound, Whetstone, who just came in the game. A little slower of a quarter. The Aggies, what was the score at the end of the first, Alex?
29-13.
Yes, we've scored eight. Here's a turnover. Then a run on the other end and a layup. Just slowed it down a little bit. Only 8 points here in the second. Aggies get it off to O'Neal. Eric driving, an offensive foul. But a little bit different game with Josh on the bench, and Josh will quickly check back in. Didn't he realize he was checking in while I was saying that? And here comes Josh, who he got
3, 5, 7, 8, 10.
He's got 10 of the Aggie 37. Underneath, spinning, fall away jumper. Missed by JT Colburn. In the front court, O'Neal. Running the baseline, got his arm slapped. They never touched the ball, and now it'll be a turnover. Caden Glenn right side, left key Colburn. Ball's on the left side of the floor in red. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Aggies by 17. Newell, left key. Colburn working at the top. Glenn back to the top. Colburn nowhere to go. For Clay Central, trying to get inside with this Aggie defense. Colburn, right wing. They got a good pass and a bailout foul. Eric O'Neal gave way to the shooter. Going to be Newell to the stripe. Newell missing the free throw. One more upcoming for Newell as he makes the second, 1 for 2 on that trip, and it's a 16-point game. Tristan. Down the lane, kisses it high off the window and in.
One of those circus shots for Tristan Whetstone.
10 points in the quarter and another timeout called by the Vols. Stuck with it on the baseline. They couldn't get it in. We'll take 1-2, 39-21 your score. 2:05 to go before halftime.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
39-21 with 2:05 to go here in the first half. Right wing three, Newell, short. Oh, man, it pops up off the rim and hops in, 39-24.
What a lucky roll.
Like it had front spin on it to find its way through. KT to Whetstone. Underneath the bucket, working his tee. Over to Corbin in the corner. Josh for three. Good!
Picking up right where he left off in that first quarter. Second three-pointer of the game for Spear.
The Aggies answer right back. Forty-two, 24 with a minute 23 to go.
that three-pointer is possible because they penetrate the paint, and the corner is always wide open when that happens.
Pull up, Jay. Missed it.
A tough shot will go. Teardrop floater. Clay Central knocked the pass out of bounds. KT wants a three. He got fouled. Ends up out of bounds on an air ball.
These refs are letting a lot go on this end of the court.
.42-26. Under a minute to go here before half. Underneath. Should have been a foul call. No whistle. Driving the other way, Colburn going on the left side of the lane. Kickoff Newell for three. Well short. Put back. No, but a foul.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like that was all ball. He just powered through with the hand on it.
Is Taylor Boyd at the line. Yeah, Coach Jones has a rightful gripe, I think. How's this a foul over here when you don't get that one on that side of the floor? Missed the second free throw, rebounded by Josh. .42-27, 30 seconds to go. CJ crossing the timeline. .19 seconds to play. CJ working on Newell. Hands it to Kinson. Into the corner to Whetstone. Back to KT. KT got fouled and one. Kinson three with 5.2 on the clock. We'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line.
Yes shot from Kinson three. Penetrates the paint. Has two defenders on him. Easily could have hit Josh here on the wing, but gets the floater to fall.
Missed the free throw. Offensive rebound. CJ underneath. Try to throw it off the vault. They'll have 1 second. A heave off the backboard. No good. And we'll go to halftime, leading it 44-27. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Halftime at Douglas Martin Court. Aggies lead it by 17, 44-27 over the Clay Central Volunteers. We've been hot from deep, cooled down a little. If you could say a 15-point quarter in high school ball is just being absolutely cold. We led it, 29-13 at half, even there through the second quarter. Alex, the deep ball, the three ball has been it for the Aggies. Josh Spear has 13 points, if I'm not mistaken, leading all scorers in the ball game. What has helped Josh Spear to this 13 points?
The way they started the basketball game. I said it during the girls' game, and the way they started gave every player on the court confidence to do whatever they needed to do to get to the basket and play well defensively. And when C.J. Franklin hit that first three-pointer and they followed it up with a couple more, everybody on the court and really the team felt like they got their confidence to be able to pull up and do anything they wanted to. And they really did that in the first half as they had that confidence. But towards the middle part of that second quarter, it felt like the offense got a little stagnant. Sylacauga has been known to do that at times. Offensively, is get too much dribble drive, too much isolation, not enough ball movement. When they're at their best is when they're penetrating to the basket with their head up and passing out to those open shooters.
Yeah, and it started off with a C.J. Franklin three. Really opened up the floor. Josh Spears got it done from deep, but also in the paint, and he's had some help. Eric O'Neill has hit some. Joshua Holtzclaw shot the ball once, found the bottom of the net from deep. It's really been by committee, helped by Josh Spear.
Josh Spear is the big catalyst. He was the big guy in the Briarwood loss earlier in the week. But getting C.J. Franklin's confidence back, especially from the three-point line where he has struggled all year long, seeing Eric O'Neill step up with his 8 points, and then the confidence guys like Kenson Threet's playing with some dribble drive, that circus shot he made, Tristan Whetstone doing a similar thing, and Joshua Holtzclaw hitting that three-pointer. The big thing for the Aggies is going to get some help off the bench. They've gotten that tonight. Has to be more consistent as the season goes on if they're going to get back to where they were last season.
Tell you what, the Aggies, if they continue, if they play like this, they're tough to beat. I know there's some things in that second quarter that Coach Jones would love to maybe fix about the defense. Probably not going to like some turnovers and then some things that happened in transition. Maybe a couple effort plays after a big lead, but overall, solid first half.
the effort plays are going to be the big thing. There was a couple times where players thought they were fouled, stared at the ref, looking for a whistle, instead of getting back defensively and gave up a few easy shots at the rim.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. 44-27, your score after two. We'll be back with the third quarter.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Back courtside, getting set to start this third quarter. Aggies trying to hold on to this 17-point lead. Get the 2-1 in area play and 14-1 on the season. A dominant first half, trying to finish things off against a very scrappy Clay Central team. Alice, what did Clay Central do well in that first half?
They slowed Sylacauga's offense down. The on-ball pressure got much higher up, much closer into their grill, and took away a lot of the three-point jump shots that Sylacauga was making in that first quarter.
Start of this quarter, CJ takes the inbounds pass. 44-27, Nagy's on the left side of the floor now from our vantage point. Franklin firing inside the spear, kicking off Corbin. Wants a three. Oh. This half starts out like the first one did. Corbin from deep, a Marble City Pharmacy three. 47-27. Missed shot on that side. Rebound, Whetstone. Great box out from T. Corbin going to push it ahead. Running up the left side of the floor is the Aggie senior, Corbin Patterson.
It's crazy what a paint touch will do for an offense. Has done it so many times for Sylacauga. Hits Josh Spear last possession. He finds it open through.
CJ, lefty finger roll. He's missed some easy ones tonight. That's one that CJ is going to want back. But you love how he attacks the rim. 47-27. Three up for Young, and it's good. Young. 47-30. 6:55 and counting in the third. Lead back down to 17. Corbin working on Young. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Vols, trying to get a screen and roll. Tristan just hasn't really been open on a few of those he's ran tonight. Yeah, he's trying to force it to him. CJ to inbound. Then a foul on the floor as soon as the ball was caught by Spear. They got it on Caden Glenn. They just wrapped him up. We're going to give him an easy two. Can't blame him. And the refs aren't blowing many whistles. Josh catch. Three. No good. And then an over the back going to be called on Tristan. Nope, they got that on red 10 as well.
Wow.
Nope, excuse me, red 2. Young this time with the foul.
I'll take it. Not sure about the call, but I'll take it.
Spear making the catch out beyond the arc. Josh driving. Then a foul on the floor. Red 14 with a foul. Trendon Glenn, three quick fouls on the Volunteers. Woo. Josh thinking about a three. Left key. Now he'll put down his dribble. Working at the top. Spear spinning into a double team, and then a jump ball with the arrow going Clay Central's direction.
Have to see some movement from the players off the ball for Sylacauga. Too much ISO ball and staring and watching the guy with the ball dribble around.
Spinning, kicking, Spear for three.
Corbin pays him back for the three-pointer to start the half.
Spear off a steal and another bucket. Josh Spear, timeout balls. Let's go to break with him. 52-30. Aggies opening it up here in the third quarter.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Fueled by Allen Oil Company and Allen Brew Markets. We're courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. We're watching the Aggies lead this one by 22 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
It felt like Clay Central was getting a little bit of momentum in this third quarter. But it's crazy. Sylacauga's press flips it right on its head.
Vols down on the floor with it. Here's Young stopping, shooting, a tough two. No good. Rebounded by Josh Spear. Franklin running it ahead. CJ. Back off to Corbin. Deep three. Good!
Why not? Why not after Corbin Patterson? Everybody else is making them.
Corbin's got two here in the third quarter, 55-30. What a game from deep. How many do we got?
That makes it 11.
11 Marble City Pharmacy three-pointers. Tough two. Taken and knocked down by Caden Glenn. 55-32. Cross court spear, couldn't save it. Here comes the Ryan McMillan.
And CJ hit the nail on the head. He's got to meet the pass. He's waiting for it rather than trying to meet it.
Play. 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 That's what I'm talking about. 55-32. That shot knocked down by Caden Glenn. Lead down to 21. Patterson giving it off to O'Neal on the drive. Lost it. Knocked it out of his hands. Young to Glenn. Now CJ comes up with a steal. He'll race it ahead. Franklin got fouled. Didn't make the shot. He'll go to the line for two.
Question is right now is was it an intentional foul? Yep.
Yeah, they didn't go for the ball.
Young did, but Taylor Boyd did not. Oh my Lord.
CJ missed the free throw.
There
makes the
go.
Second.
Keesu said 50%, Jeremy, from the free throw line.
The foul went on the side.
Franklin just drops it in the bucket. 58-34, Aggies by 24.
Not a lot of people that can jump with C.J. Franklin. Maybe Eric O'Neal.
J.D. Hall rolling off of a screen. Tough shot off the window, didn't go. Rebounded by C.J., firing it ahead into the front court to Whetstone. Stopping, shooting. Tristan didn't go up strong and leaves the shot short. J.T. Colbert to Newell. Off of a high screen, Newell stopping inside of the half circle. Now back off to Colburn, right key, firing a three, air ball, and out of bounds. CJ to Corbin, back to Franklin, stopping, accelerating, spinning off of 1 foot, getting it to Corbin Patterson, right side. Corbin driving, and that's a charge. That one's pretty obvious as Corbin goes down to the floor hard.
Yep. Volunteer has been trying to set that up all night. They know Sylacauga's main goal offensively is to get to the basket. They've been trying to set it up all night.
Left side, Glenn, knocked out of his hands by Samillan. Well, Coach Jones is going to like this one. He's probably going to get a comfortable win and plenty of coaching points to go forward. So might be able to check a couple of boxes in this one.
And how about their response after losing their first game of the season against Briarwood to come out here and play the way they've played and make the three-pointers they've made?
High rebound after a three, tapped by KT, controlled by CJ. Now in the front court, Eric, who's having a quiet night from the field, had it knocked out from behind. Eric sitting with 5 points, excuse me, 8 points for O'Neill. Not as quiet as I thought it was for Eric.
Hasn't scored in the second half. So quiet second half.
Aggie saved it on the sideline, threw it off the balls. CJ does it again, has to save it, hops in the air, throws it off the Volunteers again.
I'm not sure if number 15 is up to CJ. And that's the second time he's just spiked it off of him.
So Ryan, spinning, kicking, corner three, Kinson three, no good. Good chase down for Eric, just couldn't get the rebound. On the other side, a slip by Tristan Wilson. There's Joshua Holtzclaw coming in for Eric. .207 to go in the third quarter. Well, it was this time last week, Bauman, that my Crimson Tide were getting absolutely thumped in the Rose Bowl, just turned on the playoff. It's 35-7 Indiana at halftime. Maybe I feel a little better.
I guess they have to give a hats off to Kane Womack, defensive coordinator.
I mean, they only got to 28 after our guys quit, or 24, so.
And a lot of their points came with the short field because their offense couldn't move the ball.
.58-34. Colburn fed it off to Billingsley. He missed the tough shot. 58-34. I said the word tough shot a lot tonight, but I tell you this, Clay Central hasn't had many easy ones underneath the bucket. They're stuck at 34 points right now.
The boys and the girls seem to have had nothing easy.
Yeah, the girls with a big win, 51-31. So Ryan fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. McMillan to the Coosa Valley Medical Center strike. Josh is going to come in for McMillan after he misses the first, 58-34. Corbin going to come out. Josh going to check in. Trey Wright's going to come in for Sarine if he makes this free throw. Sarine, the lefty, for one more. Knocks it in. Here's Trey Wright.
Five more points, Jeremy. Get it to 30. You know what that means.
We haven't pulled away like we thought I was going to after we were up by 20. They've kept it close. They've knocked down some really, really contested shots. Here's Young, left key, pulling it out to the top. Now weaving around the Aggie defense, right into the chest of Franklin. Thought Franklin knocked that off Young. Instead, they'll say it'll be Volunteer basketball from the baseline. Colburn to inbound, gets it to Billingsley. And then he's fouled. They'll get the foul on Holtzclaw. It's just the second Aggie foul here in the quarter. Colburn again, skipping it inside. Loose ball, tapped. Colburn got it and then put it up and in. Colburn.
Doesn't look like we're getting into 30, Jeremy.
Well, you can still get there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter. Oh.
That's out of bounds on a shot that sent Trey right to the floor.
So close to getting that friendly roll for Kinson 3.
Yeah, they just said it was Sylacauga's ball. Another. I thought that was going to stay with us, and now it's actually going to be Clay Central ball.
...59-36, Colburn with 13 seconds.
Right wing, Colburn.
No foul! No foul!
Newell at the buzzer, air ball. And we'll go to the fourth, 59-36, Aggies on top.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Starting the fourth quarter. Sylacauga 59-59, Clay Central 36. It'll be Sylacauga basketball to start the fourth. Looking to get another area win and get to 2-1 in area play. Kinson bumps to the top to Holtzclaw. Spinning off a defender, it's J.D. Hall working on Joshua. KT in the corner to C.J. And a foul on Young. Got C.J. in the head. KT, after the inbounds, lost his dribble. Ball's going the other way, and then a foul on Franklin on the shot.
Wow, the ref blew that whistle before the contact even occurred. Almost anticipating the contact.
Franklin, after the missed free throw, working ahead to Eric. Eric going right to left across the floor, hands it to Franklin. CJ tosses it over to Holtzclaw. Holtzclaw retreats a tad off to Corbinell, hit two threes in that third quarter. The Aggies watching his clock melt away with a 22-point lead. Joshua skipping it back to CP. ...6:59 to go, a minute past now as Franklin got bumped. Where's the whistle? Young all in his chest. CJ again with it. Aggies being patient. Young guarding O'Neal. Ball was on the floor. Eric picked it up. We've had the ball for 60 seconds on this end now. Cross-court pass, Corbin for three, no. Rebound to CJ, skipping it underneath. Eric floating it up,
wow.
Taking the foul, making the shot, and going to the stripe.
What a beautiful feed from CJ Franklin. Gets the ricochet rebound. Eric O'Neal gets the pump fake and the foul.
Then a technical foul called on Young coming up the floor. Coach Giddens for Clay Central is not happy with the call. Neither are the Clay Central fans. So Young gets the tee. Free throws coming for the Aggies. What exactly happened there, Alex?
It's like there was a little bit of yapping from the contact that Young had been doing to CJ on the offensive end of the court, and then extended to the other end. A little bit of a shoving match almost.
Referee's still talking about it. .62-37. We're waiting the call. Are they going to change the call? What we got? Let's shoot the free throws. Let's get out of here. The Aggies are leading it by 25 with 6:22 to go. Feed up Coach Giddens. Just was going to go to the stripe after all that. And listen, Coach Giddens is frustrated. Tough night for his team. Not sure what happened with Young. Deserved a technical foul or not. You'll get, what, four free throws here?
I think he's saying CJ initiated the situation with a little bit of a shove. The refs didn't see it. What the refs saw was the retaliation from Young. That's what Coach Giddens is complaining about right now.
Holtz call, missed them both. Now CJ will go to the stripe to shoot the next two. Joshua said, I missed them. Yeah, you did, but it's all right. This is like the weakest part of Solocaga's game right here.
Oh, my Lord.
With the way they've shot tonight, they might want to shoot these from beyond the arc.
He's going to sub.
Can you have a guy shoot? One? I didn't know you could do this. So you're going to bring in another free throw shooter after CJ missed him. Now here's Hayden, cold off the bench.
Oh,
we missed all four technical free throws. That's a tough spot for Hayden to be in. I mean, he's subbing in and they pull him in. I've never seen that. Usually you see the same player take both.
I've never seen that either at any level.
.6:22 to go, 62-37. CJ. Got it. And he's fouled, and he'll shoot two.
No, Connor on the pass.
Was it? I guess it was so off. I kind of thought it was a shot, but. It's the third foul on the Vols. Foul was on Caden Glenn. The Aggies going to call a timeout. We'll get back in the sorts, let tempers get down. We'll take a break. 62-37, Aggies on top with 6:09 to go in the fourth.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
All right, back after the timeout. See if we can get this pace of play picked back up. 62-37, your score. We threw it away on the inbounds play. Running ahead the other way, Taylor Boyd, a nice move, and he gets the bucket. 62-39. Coach Jones taking a 30. Let's take one, too, with 5:54 left in the fourth quarter.
Omnia, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Aggies lead it. We'll have the basketball to inbound at midcourt. Franklin working. Gets a screen from right. CJ reverses course. Ooh. Gets fouled. And that's an intentional foul. They didn't go for the ball again. Franklin to the stripe. It's another intentional foul on Clay Central, sending CJ to the stripe.
What they did there is they just grabbed C.J. Franklin's shoulders and almost pulled him down.
And the Aggies do hit one of these open free throws with nobody at the line with Franklin. C.J. gets them both. Aggies are trying to sub Ryan and Josh. Now they'll take a seat. CJ will inbound with 5:40 to go, 64-39. Get it into Corbin, inside McMillan, fouled. I mean, Clay Central, they're not even trying to go for the ball anymore. So Ryan to shoot two.
A little bit of frustration with how this game's gone. Sometimes teams, it happens to them.
So Ryan makes the free throw. Missed the second. 65-39 your score. Boyd gets it off to Young. Now off to J.D. Hall. Try to go behind the back. Dribbled it off his back. Boyd has lost his pass inside. Picked up by Young. And he'll dribble it back out with 5:10 to go. Aggies by 26. Here's Young weaving underneath the bucket, pulling it all the way back out. Boyd left key, J.D. Hall to Young. Firing a three is Young. It's off the mark. The Aggies going to get the rebound. Cross court, Spear, open three, well short for Josh. Been a while since Josh got a shot up.
Yeah, it has been. Only 5 points after a 13-point second or first half.
There's a blocked shot that ends up out of bounds. We'll say the Aggies touched it last. Inbounds pass underneath the bucket leads to a bucket.
Too easy under the bucket.
So Ryan getting a tough one to go. Midway through the fourth quarter, 67-41. That one was blocked by Spear and out of bounds. It'll stay on that side. Well, they said it wasn't tipped?
I guess not.
Okay. So CJ brings it across with 3:43 to go. Franklin, step back three. CJ, money.
Three.
Another one for CJ.
Four threes for Franklin.
Well, we should make him and Josh shoot free throws for the star physical therapy, star player of the game. 70-41. CJ, another step back. This one no good. Long rebound. Tapped out and saved by Spear. Josh inside. Whetstone got hacked off of a nice pass. And this will be Tristan Whetstone to the stripe. It's a 29-point game.
Clay Central is trying to help Sylacauga improve the free throw shooting woes.
Whetstone is a tremendous free throw shooter.
Love to have that as a big man. The most likely person on the court to get fouled going up under the basket. Being a reliable free throw shooter is a plus for any big man at any level. Because there's a lot that aren't.
71-41. Must have been the longest fourth quarter. We missed the free throw, the second one. Ball in the corner for the Volunteers. Colburn deep out beyond the arc on the left side. Back to Young. 71-41. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Young firing a three. It's off the mark. And the rebound by Franklin. in the corner. Welch for three. No. Rebound. Spear battling for it. Underneath the bucket. Shot it at the bottom of the rim. Sanders knocking that pass out for the Aggies. Here's Leonard for the Aggies to check in. In and out, three. Offensive rebound. Loose ball on the floor. And a jump ball. Clay Central has the arrow. The clock will keep ticking with a 30-point lead. The inbound. They finally get it in, and then a foul on the shot. Two free throws upcoming. Two free throws coming for Billingsley for the Vols. Makes the first. One more coming.
If it holds, Jeremy, Sylacauga finished the game 45% from the free throw line.
And still won by potentially around 30 points, I guess. Here's Sanders to Whetstone with 32 seconds to go. In the corner, Sanders for three. Good!
Wow.
Why not? Who else is going to make him tonight?
There's a foul underneath the bucket. Another three up. Poor Jaden didn't get back on defense after he hit the three. And that's how the game will end. 74-43 your final. Aggies by 31. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you. About five more minutes as the Aggies knock off the Volunteers. 74-43. A dominating performance here at home on a Friday night, Alex.
The Aggies set the tone early after losing their first game of the season to Briarwood on the road. They came out, started the game 11-0 on an 11-0 run, and they didn't look back. Clay Central tried to claw back into it, but every time it felt like Clay got a little bit of momentum, the Aggies just flipped it on its head and took back the momentum. Josh Spear, 18 points. C.J. Franklin, 17. Eric O'Neill, 11. Those are your only three Aggies in double figures. Corbin added 7. Sarayan with 6. Kinson with 4. Whetstone with 3. Jaden Sanders with 3. Jesse Wood with 3. And Trey with 2.
74-43. What a performance. It all started in the very first offensive possession of the game. Alex, a big three-pointer for C.J. Franklin, and the Aggies really didn't look back again the rest of the way with the way that they shot the three ball tonight.
A season-high 13 made three-pointers made tonight, Jeremy. Have to be happy about that. The one thing Coach Jones won't be happy with is the free throw shooting. 45% from the free throw line. You can say defense wins championships, but free throws do as well. If Sylacauga is going to want to be successful as they were last season, you have to make free throws, because as you go further into the season, the lights get brighter and the stage gets bigger when you go to the free throw line.
Yeah, he definitely wants this team to be better at the stripe. But, I mean, if the Aggies can shoot it like this, they're going to be tough to beat.
Anybody's tough to beat when they make 13 three-pointers in high school basketball and start out the game 11-0 with your two best players, C.J. Franklin and Josh Beer, spearheading that run.
Where do the Aggies turn? I think the next game is Briarwood at home on Tuesday. Am I mistaken?
Briarwood the 13th at home. Lincoln the 14th at Lincoln. 15th at Shelby County. And then Winterboro to end out the week at home. So four games for the Aggies next week.
So a big week for the Aggies as they'll try to keep the winning ways going. They get to 14-1 on the season. Closing thoughts, Alex, and Star Physical Therapy, Star Player of the Game.
Can I give it to two players, or am I only restricted to one?
Give it to two.
Give it to Spear and CJ. It's hard to pick between those two guys, but the way they started the game with some question marks of how they would respond after losing their first one. Josh Spear lighting it up from three, CJ lighting it up from three. Such a good thing to see those guys get some confidence back with Josh and CJ.
Again, your final score, 74-43. Aggies over Clay Central tonight. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Sylacauga Aggies. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.